birthday party?
Miracle. There you go.
Welcome to the Abracadam Podcast, and I'm your host, stand-up comedy magician Danny Whitson. Like always, Abracadamets, hope you're getting stuff done, son, meeting them goals. I hope 2023 is going fantastic so far. I've been slammed. I've been trying to get some episodes out, but I've just been so busy. You know, the holiday season, the month of December, I was constantly going on the road. And, you know, January has been busy too, so 2023 has not let up, which I'm not complaining. I am absolutely not complaining, but I'm definitely taking the time to get some new episodes out for you guys. I do want to give a quick show plug coming up. Next Saturday, I'm going to be at the Ancient Lore Village in Knoxville, Tennessee. And that's a dinner and a show. Ancient Lore is a very cool resort. It's almost like it's like a hobbit village. I mean, the rooms you stay in are like built into the earth, and there's axe throwing. There's all kinds of really cool stuff to do. But my show will be there next Saturday, January 28th. And you can get tickets at ancientlore.com. So be sure to come out and check out the show. Then January 29th, I'm going to be in Asheville, North Carolina, at the Auditorium, and that's a show that you can get out and check out as well. And there's some other very talented people going to be on that show with me. We got Chasten Criswell and Toy Box Theater, so it's going to be a hell of a time, and that's going to be at the Auditorium January 29th in Asheville, North Carolina. All right, had to make sure I got that out. Anyways, today's guest is, well, first of all, she has a fantastic podcast that you can check out called Music Junkies. And I was a guest on this podcast a few months back, and I had such a great time. And basically, you take your playlist, she goes over it, picks the songs out in the playlist, and you talk about it. So if you like music, which everybody likes music, you definitely got to check out this podcast. So I had to get her on my podcast and talk about music and just talk about stuff. And it was fun. This was a very, very fun interview I had. So, if you will, Abracadamets, sit back, relax, and enjoy my fun conversation with the host of the Music Junkies podcast, Annette Smith. All right, I'm excited. We got Annette Smith with the Music Junkies podcast here today on the Abracadam. How you doing, Annette?
I am doing fantastic, Danny. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Well, you know, I had the pleasure a while back of being on your awesome podcast and getting to expose all my crazy, you know, music. Like, I'm all over the place. I can't even remember how many hours you said I had.
It was 8 hours.
8 hours. So, yeah, you know, I just go on this habit where I go through it. I'm just like, I like that. I like that. I like that. You know, it just builds up. But I'll tell you what. Now, I have introduced you, Annette Smith. So the listeners know who you are, but actually go in a little more depth, where you're from, yada, 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 stuff like that. Let them know.
I'm from Calgary, Canada.
Hey, yes. Not our first Canadian, but we love Canadian.
What's that? Say that again.
You're not our first Canadian on the podcast, but we love Canadians here on the Abracadam. We love them.
A beautiful day in Calgary today. Snow is snowing.
Now, when does it, okay, so, well, when does it start snowing in Canada? When does it hit? When does summer, is it like summer, then straight to winter? I've never been, and I'm trying not to be like stereotype dude, but tell me, break it down.
Like right around now, it'd probably start snowing.
Okay, well, you know, it's, the weird thing about Tennessee is the weather changes so drastically so quick, you know, and like today's a cooler day, but you know, this weekend was amazing, you know what I mean? It just felt so, it's going to be like this all the way till January or February, you know, January, February, it gets pretty cold, and
yeah,
and you know, March is, you know, bipolar, and then April it starts getting nice again. So, but Calgary, Canada, I would love to visit. I've never been. That's a place that I would really like to go. You know, Canada has such a good reputation for a lot of cool stuff.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I would definitely love to go. But the Just for Last Comedy Festival is in Canada. So
Yeah.
that's like the mamma jammy. So you definitely.
Great. You got to come out. You got to perform there.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I do.
And you can stay with me and we'll have fun.
Hell, well, I could tell by your Instagram that you guys have fun.
Yeah, we have fun.
You guys have fun. Well, let's do this, okay? Because you do have the coolest music podcast out there, okay? And what got you started? What got you interested in wanting to do a podcast about music?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's long-winded. I'll try to keep it short, but during COVID, my career is a financial planner. So during COVID, I had a lot of extra time, right? I wasn't traveling around all over, the cities and stuff like that. So I had all this extra time and I was looking to do something creative. And I thought, hey, I may as well do a podcast. So I started kind of looking into what type of podcast I could do. And I thought I wanted to do a podcast more having people come on the show and really kind of maybe just share some adversity that they've been through, and we can kind of walk through that. I thought that would be kind of a powerful show. And then I realized I didn't really want to do that, right? I feel like I'm dealing in money and finance, and I deal with a lot of adversity already in that industry where people are struggling financially. And I'm like, I don't know if I want a podcast that's kind of, down in the dumps, but yes, there's a good story at the end. So I didn't really, then I was going to go and do a podcast with my best friend, but it wasn't really kind of lining up because we had a crazy life. And then I was going to do it with my daughter, but that didn't really line up. Long story short, I was just kind of sitting there with my husband and we were just kind of flipping back and forth with music. And he's like, remember this song? And we were talking about this story that went behind this song and going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then finally he's like, you should just do a podcast about people's playlists. And I was like, that's a great idea. It's like, hey, let's go do it right now. So we did. We literally went into the office and recorded our first episode right then and there. I was not prepared. I had no idea really how to use Zoom, no mic, no questions, just off the cusp. Fell in love with it right away. And then we invited a couple friends over for dinner. And I said, this is kind of what I'm thinking about. And I'd like to do it with you guys. And they said, absolutely. So I sat down with Jen and Chad, did their playlist, and they were so encouraging and loved it so much that I just knew that this was what I had to do.
You know, well, I mean, and when you think about it too, like someone's playlist now is it that tells so much really about that person. It's so, I mean, you could, and you've probably seen like so many, now that, I mean, it's also something else about it. It's kind of like a personal, it's almost like a diary sort
It is.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
I
what's,
commend my guest being on the show because I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could come up with 10 songs and give a reason behind them and these profound stories behind them. I don't know if I can.
yeah.
So it's so crazy that they can do that. How many guests I've had on the show? Hundreds.
Oh,
Right. And
yeah.
they are still just like, yeah, not a problem, not a problem. It just blows my mind.
Yeah, I mean, so that's I remember. I remember when you like your playlist and I was kind of like, "Oh God, she's gonna see some really, some stuff that I don't tell anybody that I listen to, or a song that, I don't tell anybody I listen to that song, you know what I mean?" But I mean, so there's real that there's something really personal there. And the other thing that is, music is such a powerful, it has, I would say music has the biggest emotional grip on us than anything else.
I agree.
And it I don't even want to say manipulate, but it in some ways it can control our moods, I mean,
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
the, I mean, how many times when you were driving, you need that music and certain songs that you need to hear to get you
Keep
going.
going. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, stuff like that is, it's just, I don't think there's anything else out there that does that,
I don't think so either. Do you think that you could have told a story to all of your 8 hours of music?
Oh gosh, I'm sure I could tell something. I'm sure for each song there's a reason there for it. You know what I mean? And you know, like there's some things like I like to listen to when I'm exercising or stuff like
Yeah.
that keeps me going and motivated. And also, I think this is going to sound a little douchey, but everybody does this, and I don't care who you are, they don't go around bragging about it, but everybody does this. But everybody also likes music that feeds your ego. You know what I'm saying? You know,
Yeah.
like, so there's songs out there that I'll, and those are my favorite to listen to if I'm, you know, going on a jog or something, you know, something that will feed my ego, you know, because that gives me more of the boost to go. And then there's songs that, you know, that are attached to memories. You know what I mean? Like a lot of the, I mean, you went straight back in the 90s hip hop stuff on me, a lot of stuff. And, you know, when I think back of like Cypress Hill, you know, I think of, you know, rolling around town, getting high as hell, you know, being in high school, you know, listening to Cypress Hill, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was, and I was like, you know, so everything, music, they all have your attached memories. Now, but this is what I would, what, okay, so you've never showed your playlist. Is that what you're saying?
Oh.
Oh, no. All right.
Wait, I've tried, like I'm slowly starting to put one together. Like it's probably taken me 7, 8 months. And my husband wants to interview me. Like my editor has interviewed me, but more on, favorite guests or, stuff like that. What we were just doing, like an Oscars show at the end of my season one
That's
last
cool.
year. So I thought that was kind of an interesting way to end it. But no, I'm still like putting it together because I'm just like, I don't know. Like a lot of, I love so much music that half the time I don't really have a story around it. I love it. And then I don't want to be swayed to like, oh, I love this song because I went to his concert or her concert. I
Yeah.
want to find a memorable story about it. So it's taking me a long time to do that.
You know, I hated that I became this person, but there's some artists out there that were so good before they get famous, and then they get, you know, and you're kind of hoping like, God, I hope they don't like get too famous because then they're gonna suck. You know what I mean? That's a real
Yeah.
thing, dude. It's almost like the more hungry an artist is or a musician, the better stuff they're putting out. You know what I mean? And like just like you can go back to, are you a Metallica fan?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I am too, you know. And of course, when you go back and listen to the old Metallica, it's just got a, it just hits different than anything, you know. And I mean, when I say old Metallica, folks, I mean like, you know, early 80s, you know, way back.
Master of
Yeah,
Puppets, Red
Master of
Lightning.
Puppets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was, that's old, you know. But, now, did you hear the new Metallica song? I haven't heard it yet, but I'm
No,
glad
I
you listened to
actually
it.
stopped listening to Metallica after Enter Sandman, I'll be honest.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Now, there's one song that I do that I like. I don't even know which one it was. The even though it's like give me fuel, give me fire, give me da da whatever he says, give me da 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 or something. But it's I like that for like that's probably on my playlist. That's probably one of there. But yeah, I'm not really after Enter Sandman. That was kind of it for me too. But yeah, I hear they got a new song and I hear it's awful. I haven't heard it, so I can't say. But I heard it.
Worse than Miley Cyrus singing their music, so.
God, dude, and that's why do I? Miley Cyrus. Okay, I gotta talk. Okay, first of all, Miley Cyrus is like okay. You know, in America, we've got three queens. You know this, right?
Okay. Miley Cyrus is one of them.
No. The first queen is Dolly Parton. The
Okay, yeah.
second queen is Aretha Franklin, and the third queen is Little Debbie. You know who Little Debbie is, right? Little Debbie Cakes. Y'all got them in Canada. Anyways, those are the three queens. But anyways, the thing I Miley Dolly is Miley's like godmother. And
Yeah.
so Miley's all time up and around doll, you know what I mean? And I'm just kind of like, gosh, I've never now I'll give her this. The Wrecking Ball song is catchy. Okay. It's catchy. The Wrecking Ball
song. She's got a great voice. I think she's got an incredible voice.
She, but you know what pissed me off is that whenever she, when she acts like, did you ever watch, I know this isn't music, but I got to talk about this. Cause I thought this is one of the greatest series there for, you know, that we've had in a long time was the Black Mirror. Remember the Black Mirror on Netflix?
Yeah. Okay. I watched like 4 or 5 episodes and they're really so good. I haven't watched any more though.
Oh my God. They're so just so good. Except for the last one was straight garbage and Miley Cyrus is in it.
No way.
And I was pissed off that she was in it because I was like, what are you doing? You know, please, you know, we don't need, you know, this doesn't need you. But anyways, it's not that I'm not a Miley Cyrus fan. I think, you know, I wish her the best and hope that she puts out good music. But anyways, boy, I don't know how I got on that tangent. But well, let's do this. Okay. Since we're talking about, you know, artists and, you know, music and stuff, what is your opinion about music today? I mean, what do you think is going on? Because I know you hear a lot. You hear a lot of stuff. And, you know, you talked about how, like, you know, you are a fan of some of the older stuff. And so am I. And I Annette, I try really hard not to be that guy that, you know, I only listen to 90s, you know. But I try to give new music a chance. Really, I do. So, But what's your opinion about on music today?
I think it's hard. Like, for me, I think it's hard to find new music. I just remember back in the day, you'd be out and about at a friend's house and they would play something and then you would fall in love with that. And then that's kind of like what your circle of friends would listen to for like 3 weeks straight until somebody else brought a new album in. Right. If we talk about kind of like the 80s and 90s, that's just kind of how the world, I feel now that I don't get to experience a lot of that. I go over to people's houses and there's not really music playing in the background. And so it's very different. You know, we started this little ritual probably about 3-4 months ago. And if we are over at a friend's house or we are having friends over, we open up Spotify and everybody goes around the room and picks a song, right? And everybody just picks like 5 songs each. So then there's music in the background and we get to hear different songs, right? So that has really been my exposure lately. Other than that, there was just a big gap because I just felt like, and I don't listen to music and like, I don't listen to the radio. So for me to go find like a new song, it's very rare that I would hear that. The only way I really kind of hear new songs is if I go play a Spotify playlist or something like that, or I'm listening to somebody's playlist that I'm going to interview and then it's done. And then that Spotify will just find songs that are kind of like that. That's really how I've been finding new music. And half the time it's not new music. It's like 10, 15 years old. Right. But I've never heard it. Right. So it's new music to me.
That's me.
And
that's
then I
me.
Just like, hate wow. The fact that it's so, I don't know. It doesn't feel this. Like if you think of rock music, it just doesn't feel the same. Like I have a hard time when somebody's like, oh yeah, I'm a rock and roll artist. And you like go and listen to that. And I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are just in this really weird space with music. You know, I did a couple interviews a little while ago and great people, but I was really honestly like, how are you going to make it in the music world? Right. Like, I don't understand how you're going to make it. Right. Like super shy, super meek, no personality. Like, it's just like how, like you're not inspiring me to go and listen to your music. And I find like there's a big chunk of artists like that. It's like, I'm sad. So just go and listen to me. It's like, that's awful. I don't want to fucking listen to you because you're sad, right?
We're all sad. The but you know, I that's so true too, because I mean, there's so much more to it. This is something that I ran into, and I was booking entertainment for our local festival here. And I always get these bands, I want to play, you know, I mean, of course, most of them aren't professionals. Most of them are, you know, they play on the weekends when they can, which that's cool. That's totally cool. But the thing that really kills me is I'm like, all you guys sound the same. Every damn one of you cover these same five freaking songs, and you all sound the same, you know? And the other thing that, I mean, there's now, I will say this, there's a handful of people. Every now and then I'll see somebody who has something unique and they sound, it's their own stuff. Well, they're being themselves, they're being authentic. You may be covering that song, but you're not trying to sound like the other guy. You know, you are, it's you playing that song. And I love that. I love that because I get it, especially bands have to do covers because no one gives a shit about a song that they wrote. You know, I totally get that. But whenever you play it, make them think of you when they hear that damn song. You know what I'm saying? So, but I mean, it's, so many people don't get that. You know, that's something that they don't pick up on. And I could only imagine, you know, somebody, I'm just sad and listen to my sad songs. But, you know, we're all sad. But can you make me feel what you're feeling? You know what I mean? Can you really touch me that, you
Well,
know?
it takes a, I think it takes a lot to be an artist,
Oh, it
right? But
does.
if you're going to go promote yourself, you are going to have this persona. And it's kind of like, I feel right now with this young group of kids that are coming out playing music, I feel like the persona is sad
Yeah. I
and
just
depressed and down. And, you know, the world is just this awful place. It's just like, I don't understand it. I'm just like,
I
this
could,
is so bizarre.
and then I could stand up here and I could really, you know, I could really I could rip these kids a new one easy. But there's some things that I will say that they do have together that I do respect, you know. Like, you know, me and your Gen X's, we didn't give a shit who was president. We didn't give a shit who what we didn't care about politics. Are you kidding? We didn't give a damn. You know, I mean, we were just wanting to have fun and do dumb shit and, you know, and party and, you know, and there's things that I'm so grateful that we got to grow up in the time that we did because, you know, first of all, celebrities were bigger than life. In the 80s, they were so, like Michael Jackson, Madonna were so big that it was almost like they weren't real. You know what I mean? I mean, like, we didn't know what they did every moment of the day. They didn't write about it on social media. We had no clue. They were a mystery. And it was just so, I mean, going to see them would be like, this is, you know, one of the greatest moments you'll ever experience. And generations before us had that as well with, you know, with their, you know, the Beatles. Imagine going to see the Beatles, you know. Now, I don't think, like, you know, the young people now don't have that as much as what we did because, I mean, they can listen to their favorite band's music anytime they want. They can watch them anytime they want. They can learn anything, everything they could possibly ever want to know about them anytime they want. Hell, and probably have a conversation with them. You know?
They paid for it, for sure.
Exactly. You know, there's no way we could have, you know, there's no way I we could have talked to, you know, Billy Idol or anybody. David Bowie. Can you imagine, like, hey, David Bowie? You know? I mean, it just wouldn't happen. So, I mean, I'm so glad that we got to experience that because that's one thing I feel like they're cheated. They're kind of getting cheated on that. Now, granted, we can all bring this back to the internet and, you know, there's pros and cons to the internet. We couldn't be having this conversation or awesome podcast without the internet. We could, it would not be possible. But at the same time, you know, the internet fucks up a lot of shit too. So
That's true.
it does. But I don't know. I'm with you though. Like, I couldn't even tell you what a new rock band. I don't even think these guys are new. They're probably not new. But
I
there's a
don't think
couple
so.
songs that I really dig. Cold War Kids. Have you heard the Cold War Kids?
No.
Not bad. They've got some stuff that I like. That's not one song I really do like. And then they're probably not new. Somebody, one of you guys are listening to this. You're thinking, dude, you're old balls, bro. Cold War Kids have been out forever, so old. I'm who you know who else I really dig is and it's not it's kind of acquired sound. I have to be in the mood. It's one of those things got to be in the mood is Spoon.
Oh,
They're new too, But there's something that it's just got, I got to be in a mood for it. And I'm like, okay, I can get down with that. Now, something else, let me say real quick, I got to say this because being in Tennessee, country music,
Yeah.
Nashville, everything's country music. And I'm a big fan of, 70s, 80s, and 90s country music. This stuff that they put out today, for the first time, the radio came on in our car, and I looked at Anthony and I said, "What the hell is this? What is this?" I mean, it sound nothing even close, And I was just like, "God, dude, this is so bad." It was
Are
so.
you talking about like the new country? It's like a country rock.
It's like a country pop. It's like a
Yeah.
country. The now, I mean, I don't know. You're familiar with Sturgill Simpson, right?
With who?
Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
Sturgill's a big exception. He's came out, and I love Sturgill. He has a classic sound, Now, I mean, yeah, he did do some of the country rocks. One of the albums was a little, weird, but his older shit is really, God, it's so good, And he's got that really root of country music that you
Yeah.
love. So, but what I wonder why, how come, when you think about like Southern rock, which is, when you think of bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd and, or even Alabama, I would be nice to see, more of them come back maybe this day and age. Now, isn't there a band? Let me bring this up. Are you familiar with the Sheepdogs?
No.
I think they're Canadian too.
Oh,
Shame
that's probably why.
on
There's not a lot of good Canadian,
Annette.
well, that I find anyways. Not a
What?
lot.
Okay, I may be wrong, but
But
I.
I listen to. Yeah,
Well,
I don't.
I swear I think they may be Canadian, and they sing Southern rock.
Okay, no, I don't. Maybe I didn't know a song, but their
And
name does not come to mind at all.
they're, I mean, well, they're, I guess they're not new anymore. They've probably been out 15, 20 years, but to me, it feels new, So
Sheepdogs, I'm gonna look them up and
yeah,
then I'm gonna learn about your
they've got a real
song.
Southern rock feel, out on the lake, kind of like, jamming kind of, feel to them. So, there's some songs I really love from the Sheepdogs, but yeah, I'm pretty sure they're Canadian. I'm
I'll have to check it out.
definitely. So you're not big on the new music.
Well, I don't mind the new music, it's just I don't go hunting for it.
Yeah. If so, if it
Right.
fell out of the sky, or someone's like,
Yeah.
if you found
Check
an
out this new
earbud.
song. I think I just feel like most of the time when you do find new music is usually if you're listening to the radio, and I just don't listen to the radio. Doing this podcast, it has allowed me to really discover lots of different music. So I don't have to go find anything. My days are like full of other people's playlists and other people's music, and that's really cool because I get to learn so much about different types of music that probably won't even ever make the radio.
That's so true. And I don't listen to the radio either. I think less and less people listen to the radio these days just because, we have better ways to listen to music. Now I used to do, we used to have Sirius. And that
Yeah,
one
I
thing I
love that.
liked about Sirius, the thing I liked about it is I could put it on a station, I would discover new music.
Yeah.
That I did like, but of course we got tired of paying for it. And so we don't have it no more. But that's where I discovered a lot of like the revivalists. I discovered just some really good stuff, on there. That's one just right off the top of my head. Who is freaking A? What is his damn name? He's kind of he's a new guy. He's a new Oh shit, now I gotta look it up. Hold on. Let me
Oh
look
my God.
this up real quick. I just wanna I
Now
can't.
you just go on Spotify and look at.
Bingo. We're gonna go to Spotify. I'm gonna give this dude a shout out because he's freaking amazing. I like Matt Mason. You like Matt
Matt
Mason?
Mason. I don't know. I might have to hear one of his songs. I'll look him up.
He sings Cringe, which is a good song. I like the slow version, the acoustic version of Cringe, and Hallucigenics.
Oh.
Hallucigenics. Yeah, I've done fucked that up. But anyways, those are some good songs. I like that. And it's not real rock. It's not real, real hardcore Rocky music,
Yeah.
thing, but it's just it's new artist, and I'm trying not to be, Clint Eastwood from Grand Treat.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing, right?
Yeah, so I'm trying. Well, let me ask you this. What about music of the future?
What
What do
do
you
I think of
think?
music of the future?
Yeah, okay, this is something to think about. Okay, and I think about this a
Okay.
lot, and I want your opinion on this. And gosh, and I'm trying not to be negative here, but sometimes
Okay.
I'm afraid that the oversaturation of music and everything that we have is going, and not just in music, but all of our arts, is that it's going to wind up being a decline in our arts. And I think there's something like, okay, something magical happens whenever you're bored. Okay. Whenever you don't have your mind, when your mind's not, okay, I just think there's something bad that your mind is constantly being stimulated. And whenever you're bored in a commercial, what do me and you do now when a commercial comes on television we're watching? What do we do? What do we pick up?
Our phones
Our phone.
generally.
Yeah. And we can go to TikTok. We can go to anything. Okay, commercial's done. Let's watch the movie. We don't have
Yeah.
no time, no downtime ever anymore. And a
Yeah.
lot of times on the creative artist side, you have to find things to occupy your mind and creativity, So I fear that art is going to could possibly suffer because of this in the future. What
Yeah,
is
our
your
attention
opinion?
span is really. I even do that when I listen to music,
Yeah.
right? Like, oh, because I'm a huge believer, your hook has to happen really quickly for me to listen to your music.
You're damn right. Well,
And
that's with a lot of stuff. I totally agree.
so for me, if you can't catch me in how fast I can guess your song by playing Name That Tune, which is usually 2.1 second, then you don't have me. Because I even add to my playlist like that. If I hear a song I don't need to hear anymore, I'll just automatically add it to my playlist. And I'll have it on there because of the 3 second intro that I heard. It caught me. I knew I was going to like that song.
So do you think, I mean, do you think we may see a decline in good music, or do you think it might be the opposite? I don't know. I mean,
Maybe I'll just be shorter.
songs would be shorter. So we won't get, one by Metallica, or we won't get,
Rave songs would be cut in half.
Stairway to Heaven,
Sometimes that's okay because sometimes they're a little dragged out.
they are
Like, I love
absolutely.
Stairway to Heaven, but it's not something that I would listen to every day. Like,
No.
even now, I'm like, oh God, let's skip for a little while.
I think, well,
I've
Led
heard it.
Zeppelin is I think overplayed a lot. It's one of those, bands that are really overplayed a lot. Have you heard Greta Van Fleet? That
Yeah, I
they're
love them.
So what do you think about them sounding like Led?
I love it. I think they're awesome.
I think they sound like themselves, and I'm not gonna bitch because, like I said, we're from the grunge. We grew up in grunge where everybody sound like for the
Yeah.
longest. So but yeah, I like them too, man. I really dig them.
I thought he did a good, and I think he does. Like when I first heard him, I thought, because he was 15 when I first heard him, he was fairly young. And I thought, wow, this guy totally does sound like Robert Plant. He can belt it. Like, so impressive. I was impressed for sure.
Yeah, I'm a fan of them, and that's new music, so I can say that. That's some
Yeah.
rock music that I dig. But now, granted, like I said, it's not we can't say this completely fair net because they do sound so much like Led Zeppelin. So it's kind of
Yeah,
like
they really do.
it's easy to say I like something that you already like.
Like the Tea Party.
The Tea Party, the band.
Yeah.
I
The
don't know.
band, the Tea Party, sound like Jim Morrison.
Oh yeah, they do. So. The yeah, that's another one of those. So now you know what I like. This is always interesting sometimes. Like we got to experience this before they died, like all of my favorite, front men from the 90s are pretty much dead now. But they started doing this thing where like dude from Stone Temple Pilots was singing with Rage and Velvet Revolver, Scott, and you know, with which that had a good funky sound. And what made me think about this also is the other day I got up and I was watching like one of these biography shows or some shit, and they were doing it on Axl Rose.
Okay.
And you know, Axl, you know, of course he did some really, you know, he went through super crazy ass times. And whenever I saw him do a live performance of his I guess it was his reboot band, you know, the new Guns N' Roses, and I hated it. I was like, oh God, this is nothing. This is straight garbage, you know. And I hated to see him be that, be that bad, you know. But it was interesting. And I even though I never got to hear it, but I did hear he did this towards the end. It seems like he undouchified himself, and they reunited with Slash and Duff, you know, which I
Yeah.
thought was super cool. I loved that. But also, did you hear where he got to sing lead with AC/DC?
No, I didn't.
I did. I they even showed it, but they didn't. I didn't. They didn't play it, and I was like, damn, I want to hear that. Because that sounds interesting. You know what I mean? That's an interesting
Yeah.
sound right there. I would like to hear how that sounds. Yeah, I could only imagine though, that was probably a badass concert, something really awesome to see. But and now I'll probably go on YouTube and have to go look it up. That's because I remember when it was when it happened, but I just never did apparently follow up, listen to it. But that would have sounded interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out on YouTube, actually.
And I hope it don't suck. It's gonna suck like if we do check it out and it sucks. We're like, oh my God. But it seems like this is like the more calm down to earth Axl. But yeah,
Is there such a thing? I don't know if there's such a thing.
I don't know, man. What this Axl, what they showed, this is he had broke his leg, or he broke his foot. He'd hurt his foot because when they did the actual real reunite of Guns N' Roses, they played it like they kicked it off at one of the first venues they ever played in Los Angeles. And I can't even remember the name of it, but I was like, oh, that's badass that they did that.
Yeah.
And then you know, so and he was still wearing the cast on his foot. So he was just sitting in the chair jamming, rocking out with AC/DC. And I was like, God, that's kind of badass. You know, it's like nursing home Axl still kicking ass. I love it. You know, I gotta ask you this. This just popped in my brain. Okay, I'm seeing a lot of this. And I really want your honest opinion if you've seen this. And I'm not somebody to kick somebody or you know crush them from their dreams. That's not me. I don't do that. But have you seen Corey Feldman's show, his concert, his whole spiel? Right now,
No, I haven't.
Corey Feldman is touring all around me. A lot of
He
it.
is?
Yes, he actually, hell, he's played a bunch of venues that I've played. It's pretty funny.
What is he? Is he comedian
No,
or?
no, 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 no. He's like he's singing. He's got a band, and
Okay.
he does a little some stuff is a little Michael Jackson-y, and some stuff like you know, he sings like the Lost Boys, the song from the Lost Boys. And what you need to do in that, you need to go first. What you need to do, you need to go Google or hop on YouTube and check out the Today Show performance, which is, oh, I thought that was horrible. That was just bad. But now he's touring with his band, and I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go. Now, granted, now if Corey Feldman did a sequel to Goonies, I would love the hell out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying I'm not a Corey Feldman fan. I'm just saying
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of his music. You know, I
Yeah,
think
I've never heard him play. Have you heard Johnny Depp sing and play?
yes, I have. And
And did
Johnny
you
Depp's
like
got
it?
talent, baby. He does. He's good, son. You know, I think Johnny Depp is very talented, and I'm not saying I just think Corey Feldman reminds me of like a rich kid who's never been told no, and no one had the guts to say Corey. You know, I think he's surrounded and when it comes to his music, I think he's surrounded himself around yes men too much. You know what I mean? No
Yeah.
one has told him like this is not good, but I think people will people will go see him just to see him. You know what I'm saying? But you can look on TikTok. I don't know if you're on TikTok, but TikTok, there's a whole bunch of clips and some of his concerts. There's like 15 people there. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. But it's, I didn't know if you had a chance to check that out, but that's definitely not in my playlist. I promise. Dang.
I'm gonna check after the show.
I might have that Lost Boys song, Hey Little Sister. I
Yeah.
might have that.
I just watched that show the other day. I miss it.
I
It
could
was
love.
so good. I love The Lost Boys.
Absolutely. I love the Lost Boys. I love the Goonies. I love Corey Feldman when he's in movies.
Yeah.
I love that. That's my childhood. I love that, you know. I would love, like I said, there's talks of a reboot to Goonies. Not a reboot, but a sequel to Goonies. And I'm like,
Yeah.
damn, I want to see that. But yeah, anyways, if you watch it, you know, it's been described as a train wreck, you know, and it's just there was one video where he was on stage and he was doing his thing, and apparently he lost his tooth. The
Oh.
mic hit him in the mouth, which I've been there, Corey, baby. I have, but I didn't lose a tooth. But the mic hit him in the mouth and he lost his tooth, ran off stage because he was freaking out about it. And I was like, come on, man. You can't be, you know, I don't know. But yeah, he could have done something like the lost tooth, like Lost Boys.
That would have been hilarious.
Something he could have done. But anyways, yeah, you just need to check it out and that and get back with me, please, because I would love to know
I
your
will. I'm
opinion.
going to check it out for sure.
Okay, well let's do this because we can well let me ask you this. This is a tough question. Being a music junkie and all, okay. Who are your top five rock bands of all time?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Annette, you can do it. I know it's not going to be easy. And
Not going to be easy.
well, when I throw my list out, when I talk about top five, I call it by facts. I don't call it by taste. I call it by facts, like the, you know, based on sales and popularity and stuff like that. You know, I mean, that has to say, you know, like we even spoke about Led Zeppelin. You know, so okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not basing my results on any of that. Just who I like. I don't know if I could come up with top five, but Motley Crue would probably be number one.
I haven't seen Dirt, by the way, but
Oh, it's good. You should read the book. Way better. Don't know. It's so hard just because I love so many bands. Oh, anything 80s Hairbrand would be up there. They're just my jam for sure, right? Old, I love the Doors, right? They would be up there for sure. Yeah, I don't know. It's such a tough question. It's, and then when you're asked these questions, I don't even know what to say. Like, it's almost like you have to have a list of
okay.
people in front of you because it's like I get a question like that, and then my whole entire head just blanks. It's like Motley Crue. That's all I thought about.
Well, then let me ask you this, okay? Because this was a conversation that we had is, you know, okay. When you talk about some of the most successful rock bands of all time, let's just say that in of all time. I think the majority of them, the top five, I don't even think there's an American band in that top five.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like
And
lots of Australian bands, like
well, I mean, Ace, you
ACDC.
know, we mentioned AC/DC, and you cannot deny AC/DC. If you look at the hits, the amount of hits that they have,
Yeah.
it is absolutely insane. And then, you
And
know,
then the Stones or
the
something like
Rolling freaking
that.
Stones, baby. Oh my God, especially the late 70s, you know, Rolling Stones. Oh my God, they were so damn good.
Yeah.
The and then you've got well, you know, we talked about Led Zeppelin. I wonder if this has something, you know, and people want to say, is the Beatles rock? Well, I think early beat, yeah, I'd say yeah. You know, I mean, later on, I don't think they were too. I think they kind of super, you know, but kind of changed
Yeah, I
sound.
never really got into the Beatles too much. Like, obviously, I know a lot of Beatles songs, but I never bought one of their albums. I would never run to it to go listen to it. It just was, I was like, my parents were like, my mom especially was more Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Fleetwood Mac, that kind of stuff. So I grew up with a lot of that type of 70s kind of rock
Yeah.
music, right?
Gotta love the Rolling Stones. So good. But yeah, I mean, so I've had that conversation and I've thought just wow, you know, and it just blew my mind when I got to thinking. I was like, you know, the American arrogance. It's like, I can't believe, but it's true. You know what I mean? It's just is what it is. Maybe music has something to do, like if the gloomier and shittier it is where you live, I don't know, maybe you put out better stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
The well, you know, the cool thing, I'll tell you the cool th fun fact about Canada, okay? And I don't know, I may have told you this like when I was on your podcast. I don't know if I did, but Canada is the home of, well, first of all, we know Canada is the home of some very funny people come from Canada. But also, you know, magicians.
Yeah.
The greatest magician in the world, well, arguably the he was like the Einstein of magic, and a lot of people don't know this, but Di Vernon was one of the greatest. I mean, he's honestly like the Einstein of magic. I mean, when you learn sleight of hand, you go back and trace it back to Di Vernon, and he was Canadian. A lot of lot of great, you know, people. Great creators come out of Canada with the arts. Let me ask you this, because Canadian music's a little Canadian rock has its own kind of sound too, doesn't it?
I guess I just don't look at music like deep like that. So for me, when I hear an artist, I don't know where they're from, right? Like I don't go and Google, hey, are they from America or Australia or Canada? I just have never looked at it that way for some
Well,
reason.
you don't see borders. And that's like, I don't, she's like, I'm one of these people. I don't see color and I don't see borders. I don't see.
It's like that bad, but I don't get into them so much that I want to know exactly where they're from. And hey, do they, what size are their shoes and what color leather jacket do you wear? I'm like, just go play a good song that I can listen to, that I can know all the words. And that's how I kind of look at music. I've never been like, oh, there's a really cool Australia band. I've never been like that. So even when I'm on people's podcasts and they talk about Canadian music, I'm like, oh, great. The Canadian music question. Awesome. I don't fucking know.
Well, okay.
I
The
don't
only
know. Like, I
Canadian music.
know Nickelback. That's awesome. They're great, right? That's extent of.
Is Nickelback Canadian?
Yeah, they're a Canadian band. They're actually from Hanna,
Shit, I didn't know.
Alberta. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, my touch with ca Canadian music is Kids in the Hall, and they all, you know, I love that shit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, God, I love Kids in the Hall. So, but anyways, okay, all right. No more poking the Canadian
No more poking the Canadian. That's right.
in the music.
That's right.
well, let's do this. Now you bet you got to give me an answer on this one too. There's no backing out of this.
Okay, I'll try my best.
All right, here we go. You ready? All right, here we
I'm
go.
ready. I'm gonna shake it off.
Annette Smith, host of the Music Junkies podcast. Let's say you're abducted by aliens.
Oh.
And they said, Annette, we hear you have the Music Junkies podcast. We want to hear a song that represents you. What song do you play the aliens?
Oh, Prince, Baby, I'm a Star.
Hell yeah, there you go. A good choice. That's somebody who we didn't even talk about much was with Prince. Yeah, we didn't even mention Prince, the guy who could do it all. Yes, one of the
Right,
most
yeah.
talented human beings who's ever lived. So are you a big Prince fan then, huh?
I am, yeah. I wouldn't say I have posters on my wall or anything like that, but
You don't have
I
a tattoo?
absolutely loved Prince for sure, growing up.
Not a
Huge.
tattoo of Prince somewhere.
No. I
Okay.
did buy my husband some Prince tight spandex pants at the concert,
Were
though.
they purple?
No, they were not. They were black.
Okay.
And me and my girlfriend came back very, very annihilated after that concert, and that's I think I bought all the jewelry that you could buy there, t-shirts, and then these prince pants. And then I asked my husband to go put the prince pants on so we could laugh at him while we were drunk and in the living room home from the prince concert. So he entertained us. So that
Oh,
was
he
nice.
did. He put them on. He put the prince pants. That's awesome. What's your
Know if he
husband's
really
name?
had a choice. We were yelling gibberish at him, and I think he probably just went, okay, I'm gonna do this to
What's
get
his
away from you
name?
guys.
What's your husband's name?
Tyler.
Tyler. Hell yeah. Shout out to you, Tyler. There you go. Putting the tight prince pants on.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a man that loves you right there, too, by the
That's
way.
right.
That's awesome. All right, well, let's do this before we get up out of here. With every guest on the Abracadabra podcast, we have to do this. You ready to get your mind blown, sister?
I'm excited.
All right, I'm gonna do a little bit of mind reading. Now, do you believe in mind reading, Annette?
I do, yeah.
Oh, she does. Well, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna get up inside your head and I'm gonna redecorate. Okay,
Uh-oh.
we're gonna see what your playlist is, Annette.
That's scary.
Here we go. No, actually, what I'm going to do is I've got some cards here, and I want you to think of one of these cards I'm going to show you. Just think of one. Let me know you can see them. Hold on, it's kind of bright. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. We will. There we
Okay,
go.
I have to pick one.
Yeah, just think of one of those cards. Hold on.
Oh,
Can you
okay.
think of one? Do you have one inside your head?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now don't forget it. I want you to think. You have that card inside your head. Because here in a minute, I'm going to try to pluck that thought out of your head. And if you say, no, that wasn't it, I sound like a dumbass. Okay. So don't forget that card. All right. Here's the thing. I'm going to lose the cards in the deck. Going to shuffle. That's really shuffling, not me farting.
Uh-oh.
Right. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut the deck. But wait a minute, before I cut the deck, I want to ask you this. The card you're thinking of, are you thinking of a high card, a low card, or kind of in between?
Hi, card.
A high card. Okay. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to cut the deck to one card. I don't know if I can do this. All right. I'm going to cut the deck to one card and one card only. All right.
Okay.
Now, in a loud voice, for the first time, for all the Abracadam listeners, what was the card you were only thinking of?
Queen of Hearts.
The Queen of Hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he, she, hims, whatever you identify as, I don't care. One card only.
What?
The
That's
Queen of
insane.
Hearts. Yes! You have been abracadammed, Annette Smith. Yes, you have.
That's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah,
It's magic. Yes, it's magic and mind reading and all that good stuff. And you're not even drunk. So
know.
that's pretty cool. I tell you what, Annette, seriously, I love your podcast. I love being on your podcast. I love seeing all your cool Instagram pictures and videos and all that good stuff. But if you will you let the Abracadam listeners where they can find your podcast?
Yeah, for sure. So you can look for me on YouTube under Music Junkies Podcast, on Instagram, The Music Junkies Podcast, on TikTok, Music Junkies Podcast. Just look up Music Junkies Podcast. That is my logo in the back. You find it. There's not very much. There's nobody else like us. So just go and Google Music Junkies Podcast, and you can find me on all social media platforms, Spotify and iTunes.
Awesome. And definitely go out and listen to my episode and all my gangster rap music.
Yeah.
Matt just tore me to pieces on. It was great. But I tell you what, Annette, this has been a blast. I really hope you had a good time.
I loved
The
it.
and Hey, well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode with Annette Smith from the Music Junkies podcast. I know I did. I enjoy talking to Annette. She's such a fun person. I highly recommend, though, go checking out her podcast. You know, and who knows? You may find out about a song or an artist that you didn't know about that you freaking love. So definitely give that a follow at the Music Junkies podcast. Check out the Instagram page, too, while you're at it. Also, definitely, if you have not done so yet, be sure to like and subscribe to the Abracadam podcast on every platform, wherever it is you listen to damn podcasts at, okay? And also, while we're at, I'm going to give myself a plug. Follow me on Instagram at SuperMagicBoy. I post crap on there all the time, and it's crap, and we all like crap. Other than that, I just want to say, like always, Abracadamits.
Freaking miracle. There you go.